We're on Dalet Amud Beis. V'she'eino gavoa asara tefachim. A sukkah that is less than 10 tefachim is possible. Minolan. And Tosa says that this minolan is not only on a sukkah, but on general. How do you know mechitzes that are not 10 tefachim are not considered mechitzes? Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chav... Okay, so shall I learn this? Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, these four Amoraim. And then the Gemara interjects, Masnu Bekula Seder Moe, Koki Haizuga, Chalufe, Rabbi Yochanan, Maile, Rabbi Yonason. Some people, when they bring this Chabura, four Amoraim together, they exchange Rabbi Yonason for Rabbi Yochanan. And some learn that Rabbi Chaviva said that. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan is the group. And Rav Chaviva Masnu Bekula Seder Moe Kol Ki Aizuga Chilufe Rabbi Yochanan Maile Rabbi Yonason. And Rabbi Chaviva, whenever he would bring down this group, would change Rabbi Yonason for Rabbi Yochanan. In any case, Aaron Tisha V'Kaporos Tefa Harei Kanasora. The Aaron was 9 tefachim high, and the Kaporos was a tefach thick. Harei Kanasora altogether was 10 tefachim. Uksiv v'no'aditi l'choshom v'divarti itcho me'al ha'kaporis. Says the Rabbanu Shalom spoke from above the kaporis. V'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, me'olam lo yorda shechina l'mata v'lo olu Moshe v'lo l'morum. The shechina never came into this world, right? L'mata, what's considered ha'aretz. And Moshe and Eliyahu went up to Shemaim, never went up to Shemaim. Shenemar, Shemaim, Shemaim, Lashem. The Haaretz Nasan of Ne'odam. Shemaim is God's domain. He doesn't come into Aretz. And Aretz is Bnei Adam's domain. He doesn't go to Shemaim. Now, obviously, it's not talking about altitude, right? Because Har Sinai was a lot higher than they're talking about. Wherever terra firma is, Shemaim is at least 10 tefachim higher than that. And wherever Aretz is, wherever Shemayim is, Aretz is 10 tefachim less than that. And it's again, it's not mamish a matter of place or whatever, it's a matter of reshus. But lemaisa, it's in our terms, it's height. Okay. Let's see Rashi still here. Rav, Rabbi Chanir, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, Masnu, Lahach Milsud, Lekamon, Bekulei Seder Moi, Kol Heichad Amrin, and Hai Zuga, Ki Adodi, Bishmaiser. Whenever we bring these four Amoraim together to have been the authors of a certain Shmaiser, Ik Amoroi, De Machalfi, Rabbi Yochanan, Maile, Rabbi Yonason. Other Amoraim exchange Rabbi Yochanan with Rabbi Yonason. Aaron Tisha Gova. The height of the Aram was 9 tefachim. D'chsiv ha'ama v'chetzi komoso. It was an ama, which is 6 tefachim and a half, which is another 3 tefachim, which is 9 height. Ha'ama b'shisha tefachim. An ama is 6 tefachim. V'tanya, me'olam l'yorda shchina l'mata ukra k'siv di'ala kaporis yorad. Still it says the Rabbanu Shem went till the kaporis. So v'aistois, it's 10 tefachim above the ground is not considered or it's a different rishos. It's another reshus higher than 10 tefachim. Lamala miasara tefachim teirutzahu. Tomorrow says, V'lo yorda shechina lamata, v'akshi v'ayirad Hashem al Har Sinai. Tomorrow says, Lamala miasara tefachim. He didn't come within 10 tefachim of Har Sinai. So he's in a different reshus. I v'akshi v'amdu ragla v'yamahu al Har Azesim. Right? Kibiyachol, the Rabbanu Shalom's feet will stand on Harazesim. That says Lamala Miasara Tefachim. Also, the Shechina will not come within 10 Tefachim of Harazesim. V'lo olu Moshe v'elio l'moro, v'akshiv v'moshe olu Elohim. It says Moshe Rabbeinu went up into the domain of the Rabbanu Shalom, Lamata Miasara. Whatever that means, he was 10 Tefachim less. V'akshiv ayala l'io b'sara ha'shamayim, Lamata Miasara. Same thing. Eliyahu never went up to Shemayim, as he was always 10 tefachim lower than what that another reshus called Shemayim was. V'akshiv ma'achez pnei kisei, parshez olav anono, right? V'omer abtan chumalamet shepirish shakai miziv shchinaso, v'onano olav. Right, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, what's it called, Moshe Rabbeinu, held on to the Kisei HaKavod when he went up to get the Torah. So lechora he was in within 10 tefachim of Shamayim, wherever that is, since the Kisei HaKavod is in Shamayim. So Mara says, Ishtarabuv leKisei Ad Asorah v'Noket Beit. No, the Kisei came within 10 tefachim. The Rabbanu Shel Olam didn't come, but the Kisei came extended within 10 tefachim, and Moshe Rabbeinu held on to it. Rashi. Milamalam yasor tefachim teirutzahu. That the Shechina never came within 10 tefachim of Har Sinai or Har Azeisim or whatever. Shepira shadai miziv shchinaso parshez notrikon kadorish. Pira shadai miziv shchinaso is the notrikon of the word parshez. Midas komosov onigeriyat. Okay. So that's how we know that more than 10 tefachim off the ground is a different rishus. But at less than 10 tefachim is the same rishus, not a different rishus. Okay, Gemara says, Bishlama Aron Tisha Dechsiv. How do I know the Aron was 9 tefachim? Because it says, V'yosu Aron Atse Shitim, Amasayim V'chetzi Arko, V'yama V'chetzi Rachbo, V'yama V'chetzi Komoso. That the koma of the Aron was 1.5 amas, and if an amma is 6 tefachim, so that's 9 tefachim. Ela kaporis tefach min olam. How do you know the kaporis was a tefach? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah what the thickness, the height of the kaporis was. Detani Reb Chanina, kol hakelim shosa Moshe nosna ben Torah midas orkan o midas rochban o midas komosan. Kaporis midas orko midas rochban nosna midas komosan o nosna. Right? Rabbi Chanina said, all the kelim in the Mishkan, we know their length, width, and height, except for the kaporis. Kaporis, it only said the length and width, it didn't say the height. So how do I know how high or how thick the kaporis was? Learn it from the smallest height of any keli. Right, the mizgeris on the shulchan, right, which was part of the shulchan, but a separate part that was put on it, and its height was one tefach. Malahalan tefach kan tefach. So we can learn that where the Torah didn't say specifically what the height was, it's no less than the minimal height that it says by any of the kelim, which is one tefach. So it says v'neilav mikelim gufayu. Let's learn from the other kelim. Maybe the kaporis was what's it called? 1.5. What's it called? 9 tefachim, just like the Arum, or like any of the other kelim. Right? Let's learn from one of the other kelim and say it was much higher. Where it says tofasta meruba lo tofasta, tofasta mua tofasta. It's a midah in the Torah that if you don't know to learn it from the smaller or the larger, you always learn it from the smaller amount. Because Rabbi Rashi says, if you say the smaller amount, right, that's for sure. The larger amount, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't mean a larger amount. But the smaller one has to be, it has to be at least some amount. So therefore, tofasta mua, it's a midah batorah. Some Achronim seem to learn from this Rashi, at least we'll get to the Rashi first. Midas komasal onitna, midas ovya hi komasa. The thickness of the kaporis is called its height. Shehi hoysal aron kisui teva. It was a cover over the aron, and its thickness was the height. Mizgeres, sofa kein levazvin sofa shulchan. The mizgeres was a border that went around the shulchan. And that border was one tefach high. Tofasta meruba, kol dover shemashma'o merubo mu'at, anything where you don't know what its measurement is. Could be a lot, could be a little. We don't know what it is. Im tofasta shamu'at, yofa tofasta. If you choose the smaller amount, that's good, because it surely has to be something. The botzer mehochi lo mashma, can't be less than that. The yim says, no, if you have a choice between a larger amount and a smaller amount, right, the even if it's a larger amount, it includes a smaller amount. So the smaller amount is for sure. The yimtza shehaya lecha litvo samaruba hari yosifu lecha v'lo not l'mach v'yotcha klum. And if by mistake you really should have done the larger one, at least the smaller one is also true. You're not going to have to take away the smaller one. You're just going to have to add to it. V'im tofasta maruba lo tofasta. But if you grab the larger one, shatanira kishakran bidvarecha. If you take the larger one, maybe that's wrong. and they have to take it away from you. So better to take the small one, which is for sure, than the larger one, which is a suffix. So some learn it's mamash a suffix, and others learn no. And therefore, what's it called? It's a raya from here, the suffix deraisa, the chumra min haTorah. Because since it's a suffix, better to do the more chumra than the more kal. That's deraisa over here we're talking about. But Rabbi Kivager says no. It's a midah shebe Torah. Because of this svara, it's always vadai that you take the smaller one. It's not mitam suffix, it's mitam vadai. That's the midah satorah. The reasoning behind the midah is because of this, Rashi says. But in the end, it's not a suffix, it's a vada. Behind the lotofasta, avakshititvel sabuot, if yosifu tov, imlav, mashatofasta, fasta, moshalu. Tosus brings down that there's a shita that holds tofasta maruba lotofasta on omid base. Tosus says that it applies where the midah maruba is not, there's no specific midah. You have a minimum, but the maximum is there's no shear to it. So you can't go by the maximum shear because there's no shear. Right? It could be anything. So you have to go by the miut. Here, it's not no case. There is a maximum shear. So, and there are other cases where there is a maximum. For instance, Mara says, Shavuos has a tashlumim of 7 days. Right, that's why we didn't say tachna until today. Tomorrow we will say tachna. Because you could bring karbonos that you're supposed to bring on Shavuos for 7 days after. How do we know? We learn it from Pesach. Just like Pesach has, 7 days, so too Shavuos. Tomorrow says learn from Sukkot, 8 days. You have an extra day, right? Tomorrow says tofasta maruba, lo tofasta. Here, the larger one has a shear. It's 8 days. It's either 8 or 7. It's not either 7 or we don't know how much. It's either 8 or 7. And still, we say this midah. So Tosa says, you see from there, that's not the pshat. And others say, no. The pshat is like this. There are many cases where the merubah doesn't have a shear. And there you have to say tofasta muat. And therefore, even when the merubah has a shear, that's a midah that applies now. That's how we learn out the midah, that tofasta muat tofasta, because there are cases where the merubah doesn't have a shear. And mainly, even if the merubah does have a shear, the midah still applies. That's the idea. So therefore, learn the unknown shear of the kaporis from the minimal shear of the kalim. We don't find less than a tefach than from a shear that we don't know which kalim to compare it to. Mora says, v'nelef mitzitz. No, learn it from the tzitz. The tzitz was a kli, and we know that it was a smaller shear than a tefach. The tanya, tzitz dome kemintash shel zohav. The tzitz looked like a plate of gold. The roch of bez etzbos, it was 2 etzbos wide, umukav meozen laozen, and it went from one ear to the other ear on the kohen. The kosuv alav bez sheetin, and written on it were 2 lines. Yud hei milamala, right? Tosa says, how can you say that? It's hogi Hashem bosi osav, saying osios, saying the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and saying the osios is hoga Hashem bosi osav. So how are you allowed to say yud hey? Not how, Tosus question is not how you're allowed to write it. You're allowed to write, what's it called, these letters. But you're not allowed to say it. We just said it. And obviously the Amora, the Tana who said it also. So Tosus says, since it's not the full Shem Hashem, right, that's not hoga Hashem bosi osav. And also he says that since you're not mechavein to say the Shem, you're just saying it to point out what was written on the tzitz is also okay. But Lamaisa, if you say the whole shame, even without kavana for saying the shame, that's not also. And he brings another pshat that it's only the shame shall membez osios, that it's also to be hogash embe osiosav, to say the osios out. But the shame of 4 osios is only also to say the name itself, to say it with the vowels, yud ke vav ke. But to say yud hey, and then vav hey, could be not usher altogether. But the yud and the hay alone is for sure okay. So it had yud and hay on the top line and kodesh lamid on the bottom. Okay, so the Shem Hashem stood alone and kodesh lamid. Tosa says it doesn't mean that it said Shem Hashem and then right underneath that kodesh lamid, because then you don't read it like that. What it means is, Tosa says, that on the first line, at the end of the line was Shem Hashem. And under that, at the beginning of the line, was Kodesh Lamed. So you read it from here to there, but this was down, he read it up. That's the idea. Really, there are three shitas. The Rambam Taka holds that it was written one on top of the other, and the Rambam says that the Lamed went with Shem Hashem, not like the Gemara says here. Because the Rambam held that there were other shitas, other deis, and who argue on this, and that the Shem Hashem was written with the Lamed connected to Shem Hashem. Tulsa says what I told you, and the Ravid says that Kodesh, Lamata and Lamala, right, does not mean what's it called, he means like this, Lamata and Lamala doesn't mean necessarily up and down. But Lamata means at the end of a line. Kodesh Lamed was at the end of the first line, and Hashem at the beginning of the second line. So you read it, Mamish, in order. Just top to bottom. What's it called? Kodesh La Shem. And it's called Lamata, it was really above. But Lamata means at the end of the line. And Lamala means the beginning of the line. That's how the Ravid learns. And the Tosis learns that Itaka was written Kodesh Lamed bottom and Hashem up, but Taka the same way. This is the beginning of the line, this is the end of the line. Okay? And the Rambam learns that it was mamish one on top of the other, but the Rambam learns that the Kodesh was what's it called, was beneath, and the Lashem was above. But it could be that it was not what end of line, but middle line, could be that it was a little bit indented, so it was, this was past the Kodesh, and above it was Lashem. Oh. How you wrote, made the tzitz? What? No, because the one, the Shem Hashem was written on it, was more important than the other words, so they put the Shem Hashem above it. Okay. The whole idea is that the Shem Hashem should be at the top of the tzitz. Shows how that was. Okay.
Where is this in the Torah, the measurement of the...
We'll see one second. V'omer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, ani re'isi b'romi, v'kosov l'kodesh l'shem b'shita achas. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, no, I disagree. I saw the tzitz in Rome. He saved the king's daughter's life, the emperor's daughter's life, and they let him go into the treasure houses and take whatever he wanted. And he saw there they had the tzitz in what's it called in Rome. In fact, I saw just on Shabbos, one of the Rishonim says that the Big Day Kahuna are called Big Day Srad, the Mechaper, but they're still in Rome and they're still Mechaper today. The Big Day Kahuna that they have in the Vatican are Mechaper till today. That's why it's called Srad, because they still were left over. They're the Sridim of the Beis Hamikdash. And some say that Rabbi Elazar Biosi argues, and he says that it's not the way you write the tzitz. And some hold that what he's saying is, Lamaisa b'dieved, if you wrote it this way, it's okay. And Taka, there was a reason why at least one tzitz that they had that was in Rome was written this way. But Enochanami holds also the Chatchila had to be written the way that the Gemara says. In any case, so the tzitz was much thinner than a tefach. Okay? So maybe go after that, a smaller shear. Right, so we'll see one second. Mara says, Donim kli mi kli, vein donim kli mi tachshit. No, you learn kli mi kli. The kaporis was a kli. It wasn't a tachshit. On the other hand, the tzitz was a tachshit. It wasn't a kli. So we learn the minimum height, minimum thickness of a kli to the kaporis, but not the minimum thickness of a tachshit to the kaporis. So Mara says, the nailif mizer. The Omer Mar Zer Mashahu, right? The Zer Saviv on the Shulchan was a Mashahu high. Right? It was according to this, it was a decoration over the Shulchan, the Zer, right? Where it says, no, Donim Klimi Kli, then Donim Klimi Hechsher Kli. The Zer was not really part of the Kli, it was only a Hechsher Kli. It was a decoration on the Kli. That's called Hechsher Kli. It's not a Tachshit for a person, and you don't call a Tachshit something that ornaments a Kli. It's called a Hechsher Kli. So it's not a part of the Kli. Gemara says, "Ihachi misgeres nami hechsher klihu." If that's the case, the misgeres. So what? Second. Was also a hechsher kli. So what?
Because we're learning from
Misgeres. Right, okay. So then, why can't you learn the Tefach from the Misgeres? Misgeres is also a Hechsher Kli. Somebody says, no. Misgarto l'mato haisa. There's a machlokus where the Misgeres was. The Misgeres was above the Shulchan, then in Echonami. It was like the Zer. They had a Misgeres and a Zer over the Misgeres. Right? So then, what's it called? Both of them were Hechsher Kli. But according to another man, Diomar, the Misgeret went under the daf of the Shulchan to hold it up. And it went from leg to leg around under the, what's it called, the board that formed the Shulchan. So if that's the case, it was part of the Kli itself. So Mor says, Honich leman Diomar Misgeret lemalo hoysa. Leman Diomar Misgeret lemalo hoysa maikla neymer. That's very good if the Misgeret was under the board of the Shulchan to hold it up, then it's a Kli. And then you could learn the what's it called, the Kaporis from the Misgeres. But if the Misgeres was above the Shulchan, and also like an ornament with a Zer on top of it, then just like you don't learn from the Zer, you don't learn from the Misgeres. So we're back where we started. And if you do learn from the Misgeres, you can learn from the Zer too, which was less than a Tefach. Ela donim dover shenitna bo Torah mida. Midover shenitna bo Torah mida. The ayochichu tzitz v'zer shalom nitna ben Torah mida klal. We understand that it was a mashahu, but Torah didn't say it. Torah didn't say the shear of the tzitz or the zer. We just assumed that since in day and shear, that it was what's it called, or it was alach l'moshi Sinai, that it was a mashahu. But since the Torah didn't say it, we don't learn the kapores from something that the Torah doesn't mention. We learn the kaporis from the minimal shear the Torah mentions. Not the minimal shear that was there, but it's not mentioned by the Torah. Okay, Rashi. The nailith mitzitz shum muat mi misgeris. Let's learn the thickness of the kaporis from the tzitz, which was less than a tefach, less than a misgeris. Kodesh lamed milmata garsina. Aniri isi baromi shechnisu la'otzer hamelech kedamrinam b'me'ila. The Ben Talmion. Okay, that was the case where, what's it called, where the shade helped Rabbi Yossi heal the, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi, healed Caesar's daughter, and he got this schus of going into the treasure house in Rome. And he saw there the tzitz. Tachshit malbush lo'odem. Tachshit is something that ornaments a person. Mizer shel Aaron o shel Mizbeach o shel Mizgeres. There were three Zerim. One that went over the Aron, Zer Zahav Saviv, or the Mizbeach had a Zer, or the Shulchan. On top, on the Mizgeret, also had a Zer. Zer ain't no Kli, el a tikun Kli lekashton. The Zer isn't the Kli itself, it's an ornament of a Kli. That's called Hechsher Kli. Words, when a person, it's called a Tachshit. On a Kli, it's called the Hechsher Kli. Mizgeres nomi Hechsher Kishu Shulchanu. So if that's the case, the misgeret is also not the kli; it's just a kishut of the shulchan. Shmuel says no. Depends where the misgeret was, and that's a machlokas. Some say the misgeret was taka above the shulchan; then it was only an ornament. But this man diomer holds that the misgeret was under the shulchan, and the daf of the shulchan rested on it. Lamata haisa mi regel regel haisa nesuna barosha. It was a misgeret was put around from leg to leg. And it formed the base of the daf of the shulchan. The daf ha-shulchan munach alav.